10. Biology. Listen to a discussion in a biology class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Yesterday, we wrapped up our discussion on the Sirenia order. If there are no questions about yesterday's lecture, I'd like to move on to discuss order Cetacea. So, are there any questions? No? Good. So, there are about 90 different species of the order Cetacea. Can anyone think of any cetaceans?
Dolphins and manatees.
You're right about dolphins, but not manatees. Those are of the order Sirenia, remember?
Okay. What about whales and porpoises?
That's right, on both counts. And if you ever have trouble remembering that, consider that cetus actually means whale in Latin. Well, anyway, cetaceans are pretty well known as the most aquatically adapted mammals. So then, what other qualities do you think that cetaceans might share?
Don't they all live in the ocean? Like, they're all marine species, right?
You're almost right. Of all the species, there are only 5 freshwater varieties. And those would be the 5 species, the freshwater dolphins.
Okay. And I think I remember reading somewhere that cetaceans actually have hind legs, don't they?
Right. But obviously, they aren't really used at all. In fact, they can't be because, 1, they are so tiny, and 2, they aren't even attached to the backbone. But anyway, unlike other mammals, cetaceans also have no body hair.
How do they keep up their body temperature then? I mean, I know that most other mammals have fur to keep them warm.
Cetaceans have a thick layer of fat called blubber that helps keep them warm.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
All right, moving on then. Cetaceans are thought to have evolved from land mammals into primarily marine animals about 50 million years ago. Signs of their evolution are evident to marine biologists today. The most obvious example is that they need to breathe air from the surface. But other signs of cetacean evolution include the bones of their fins, which, if you've ever examined them, actually look like jointed hands.
That's really interesting. What other adaptations did they undergo?
Well, there are probably too many to name during one lecture, but I can give you some examples. Scientists believe that the first adaptation that occurred was the loss of the hind limbs. Interestingly enough, they also lost external ears, since they didn't really have a use for them anymore.
1. Listen again to part of the discussion. Then answer the question.
Okay. What about whales and porpoises?
That's right, on both counts. And if you ever have trouble remembering that, consider that cetus actually means whale in Latin. Well, anyway, cetaceans are pretty well known as the most aquatically adapted mammals.
Why does the professor say this?
And if you ever have trouble remembering that, consider that cetus actually means whale in Latin.
Why does the professor say this?
You're almost right. Of all the species, there are only 5 freshwater varieties. And those would be the 5 species, the freshwater dolphins.
Okay. And I think I remember reading somewhere that cetaceans actually have hind legs, don't they?
Why does the student say this?
Okay. And I think I remember reading somewhere that cetaceans actually have hind legs, don't they?
Listen again to part of the discussion. Then answer the question.
Cetaceans have a thick layer of fat called blubber that helps keep them warm.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Why does the professor say this?
Oh, okay. That makes sense.